All right. So, hi, guys. Welcome to Tube Talk with Kate and Katie. I'm Katie Ziegler.
I am Kate Lawler.
And we're really nervous and really excited because we are starting, for the first time ever, our first podcast.
Mm-hmm. Neither of us have ever done a podcast before.
Yeah, so bear with us. Today, we're going to talk about YouTube, and the program's kind of going to hopefully be structured around YouTube because YouTube's sort of our passion project. I mean, mine for sure, and... I listen to a lot of podcasts all the time at work, and so this is really what I want to do. We are currently film students at a university, and because of that, whenever we're not watching movies, we're making movies, and we don't have time to work on YouTube videos anymore. And so for me, I really wanted to do this podcast because I love the YouTube community and I love being a part of it, but I don't have the time to make content, but I still want to talk about content. And I think this is a really great way for me to geek out over YouTube, but also like be productive. So that's why I came here.
That's great.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's great.
I'm sorry. I can't say the same thing about why I'm here.
Yeah.
I just want to try doing a podcast. I've done YouTube videos in the past, and I think a podcast is a good way of communication and telling stories. So I think it's a good thing to try, a good thing to see if, you know, it's something that will go somewhere in my life that I could use in the future. I like YouTube. Not as much as Katie,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not as big into YouTube as Katie. I was for a long time, but now I'm trying to focus on school and stuff, which is hard. So, yeah, let's get into some stuff.
Yeah, let's talk about some stuff. So, right before we started recording, we were actually just watching Ellen Page come out, which is a current video on YouTube, which is incredible. Congratulations to her for doing that.
I know. She's wonderful. I just like her as a person.
Yeah, and I mean, it already has, so it came out February 14th, 2014, so that would have been yesterday, and it already has 1.7 million views.
That's ridiculous.
That's incredible.
Oh my gosh.
I woke up this morning, and I checked my Twitter, because literally before I get out of bed every morning, I check my Twitter, and I had a notification that said, Jack, at Jack's Gap, at Brendan Urie, and at Michael Buckley, all followed at Ellen Page. So it's like alerting me like, hey, maybe you should go check her out because I don't actually follow her.
Yeah.
And I just had to laugh because I was like, a couple of cute British YouTube boys, one of my favorite lead singer of Panic at the Disco, and one of the YouTubers I watched back as a freshman in high school, all followed her because of what happened yesterday, which is so cool to see, like, look at all these people from all these different factions, like, rallying support.
Well, it's a good cause that she's talking about and dealing with.
Yeah.
It's so it's so funny because, like, this, I feel like it's just my day yesterday felt like it centered around, like, the gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual community.
Yeah.
Just because I had this conversation that I don't normally have with, like, one of my friends just about, I just argued my point about how important it is not to discriminate towards the LGBTQ
community.
Yeah, those letters.
LGBTQAP. I'm sorry if that's insensitive of me to forget, but
it's hard to say all of them if you don't normally say it.
Right, and it's not something I'm practicing.
But I just had this conversation with her about it, and then I went to work yesterday. I was cashiering for a film festival or a film screening, and one of the documentaries was about this gay guy who, when he was like 17 years old, was beat up on the streets of LA by this gang, and then 20 years later, the guy who thought that he killed this young guy, they met and they, you know, had this interaction and then they became like best friends. They learned to forgive forgive themselves. They learned to forgive each other. They learned to forgive other people that influenced like stuff that happened in their lives. And it was just this crazy story. Like, it was just, it was wild. About these two people just running into each other years later after this horrible, horrible thing happened. And it was wonderful. Oh,
what was this movie called?
Facing Fear is what it's called. It's a documentary short, and it's nominated for
on
the Oscars, because that's what the...
Yesterday was the... Is. That's right, I was going to go to that.
It's tonight and tomorrow. So anyways... so yeah, I feel like it's just been a huge, deal recently, especially, have you seen like the videos of like the Russian LGBT?
Yes. Community? Oh my God. Oh my gosh. That's like a really great segue. Did you see, I think it was Philip DeFranco just talked about this mm-hmm. on PBS and I saw the video on Tumblr, but it was this, sorry guys, I'm sick, but it was... England? Mm-hmm. The UK? Mm-hmm. See, they had this just commercial for, like, these athletes, and then it turned into this music video where this guy was, like, took off his shirt, and there's all these dancers and all these lights, and they were singing about, like, Gay Mountain is, like, what it was called. And it was the funniest commercial I've ever seen, and it was basically a giant fuck you to Russia.
Nice. Wonderful.
For the Winter Olympics. And then Norway? I think was the other one that just came out.
Oh, I saw that one. That one was awesome.
Yeah.
That one was so good, where it was like, it was about the girl, the lady in the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like walking through the airport and all these guys were like hitting on her or like
mm-hmm.
checking her out. And then like she goes up and then she kisses this girl and then she's like, sorry. And then like walks away on the plane with this girl. Oh, that was wonderful.
That was so great. And the other one from Canada mm-hmm. about the Lugers. Did you see that?
I didn't see that one.
Oh, it's so funny. So you know how in Luge they have to like, it's like two people and they're like sitting like right next to, like right one on top of the other basically. Mm-hmm. Because they're going to go down this huge run
mm-hmm.
and, they have to like push their arms back off these pedals, pull forward, pull back to kind of build up friction to gain momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And if you slow it down,
oh yeah,
kind of provocative.
I've heard stuff.
Yeah. And so Canada basically did that. They slowed it down. They repeated it. They showed it a couple times
mm-hmm.
and then they, showed a bunch of clips of like hockey players falling onto each other and like skaters who just come a little too close and a bunch of things. And then they just go, they say something like, cause these sports are just a little gay anyway.
Yeah. That's so cute.
Yeah. And it was so funny. So they're like, you know,
everybody
who's out there.
I remember like before the Olympics started, like people were like kind of giving crap to the luge people that it was like that it had that motion or whatever, but I think that's good that like Canada was just like, hey, it happens all the time, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's just a little gay, it's fine. Russia, deal with it, you know. That's awesome.
Yeah,
you are kind of, you're obviously, I'm the YouTube nerd.
Yes.
And you are a little bit more athletic than I am.
That's funny.
Yes. Not to say I'm unathletic, but I don't like running yes. at all, and I don't like competition at all. So I think it's really funny that, like, I don't know, man. Like, it's so funny to see those, and it got me to care about it. And I don't care about mm-hmm. sports at all. Like, how did you feel like seeing those? Were you just like, yep, that's sports?
I didn't really think of it in like a sportsy way. I thought of more of as like a human way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, they're humans. It happens. Awkward moments happen all the time.
All the time.
Especially to us. But
true.
I don't think it was. I thought of it more as like like it just happens. Like mm-hmm. And I don't think people should be giving crap to people about it.
No.
At all. And so I'm glad that people were making a stand and making these commercials. I really like how a bunch of countries were just like, fuck you, Russia. Like,
yeah.
Not, I mean, okay, we don't want to, okay, I don't want to like push out, like, I don't want to be mean to Russia.
All of our Russian
viewers yeah,
that we don't have.
I know, but still, like,
yeah.
I don't want to be mean towards Russia, but like all the people that were like,
just that unjust law. It's good that they're poking fingers and they're saying like, hey, you know, your government passed a law that's not fair. Mm-hmm. And so it's not, like, necessarily, like, the people of Russia, but like the structures that are in Russia. It's mm-hmm. great that the world's kind of like yeah. taking the Olympics, which is this huge, I mean, the world is watching, you know, mm-hmm. and so they're choosing to say like, hey, we don't think what you're doing is right. So
I think it's wonderful that this, that a bunch of countries are standing up for that.
Yeah. And those have been some of the most viral videos mm-hmm. on YouTube in this past week.
The U.S. Hasn't done anything, though, has it?
The U.S. has not.
Ugh, come on, U.S. This is why I want to go to Norway or Canada.
Just because they support gay rights on occasion.
This is how I...
Advertisements.
This is how I deal with, like, U.S. problems. I'll just leave.
See ya. I don't need you anyway.
My sister wants to be a teacher, so she wants to, like, change, you know, have an effect on the U.S. education system because it's so messed up. And I'm like, I might go to Finland. They have really good education system over there.
Yeah, in Finland they value their doctors and lawyers and teachers.
I know.
The same way we only value our lawyers and doctors. Or celebrities, certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of celebrities, I saw Shane Dawson. Mm-hmm. Not that he's a celebrity, but he's doing Justin Bieber parodies the other day. Mm. Here's a funny thing. I watched Shane Dawson when he first came out on YouTube, mm-hmm. which had to be like 4 years ago, like when he got really big. I didn't watch him. I didn't know who he was until
he got big.
Hit, I think it was the top 10 or maybe the top 20 YouTubers, mm-hmm. like as far as subscriber count goes. But I followed him on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm not even subscribed to his channel, but I follow him on Instagram. I don't follow him on Twitter. Okay. I don't follow him on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But I follow him on Instagram, and literally the only thing he puts on Instagram are like thumbnails for his new videos. Mm-hmm. And I finally just unfollowed him the other day because he had like, I saw one, and it was like, parody of Miley Cyrus, parody of Justin Bieber, parody of this celebrity, parody of that celebrity, and they looked so mean, and I was like, stop beating up on these poor kids.
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
I say kids, they're older than I am, mm-hmm. but they're kids, like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I finally just unfollowed him, because I was like, kind of a douche.
Yeah, you know what I saw the other day? Miley Cyrus was on... I want to say maybe Conan, some like late night show. Mm-hmm. And I just saw a meme of it, but like it was just her talking about Justin Bieber. And she was like, honestly, like I have done a lot of things. Like I've gone through a lot of situations and but I've never gotten in trouble with the law. Like,
yeah, she doesn't break the law.
Yeah. Like, so I respected her a little bit more after I saw that.
Yeah, and I definitely think what she's doing is smart. And, like, mm-hmm. I don't condone Justin's actions by any accord. Yeah. But I also think, like, it's so weird that, like you get on Twitter and there's, like, this culture of, like, adults, 20 mm-hmm. to 30-year-olds, mm-hmm. who are just like, oh, let me take a crack at Bieber because he, you know, got a DUI because he was drunk and, like, racing a Lamborghini. And mm-hmm. and all I can think is, yeah, you gave a teenager, because he is a teenager, mm-hmm. hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? Mm-hmm. The whole world is always watching him. Like, everybody's like, where's his mother? I'm like, fuck, I didn't listen to my mom when mm-hmm. I was a teenager and I only had 30 bucks in my pocket. Like, there's no way this kid's going to be listening to his mom. But there's all these adults on Twitter, like, taking cracks at the kid. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you know what? He may have been a reckless asshole for doing that, and he is an idiot for not understanding the consequences that it could have led to, mm-hmm. but he had more fun doing that than you will probably ever have in your lifetime just by driving a Lamborghini. Like, aside from the mm-hmm. DUI thing, like, that kid is having more fun than you'll ever have, so why are you, like, sitting behind your computer screen an adult giving a shit about this kid's life? Like, mm-hmm. I just don't understand...
Like- It sounds like their life is boring, and they're just trying to make it exciting by talking about Justin Bieber. But also, like, I know that none of my close friends have ever gotten a DUI, and I know it happens to some people, but it's also, like, you really do need to be responsible.
Yeah.
Like, he's just not being responsible at all whenever he was
But like,
whenever he's doing that,
he'll do his community service and he'll do his SNL sketch and he'll, you know,
oh my gosh,
you know, he'll move on from this point.
He'll go back and be like, I really feel like I've grown from this experience.
Right. And like, the whole world will still just be like taunting the dude. And it's like, why is any of this relevant at all?
It's because it's the whole culture of like celebrities and the way public sees them and the way the public like idolizes them. It's never gonna change.
You know, and it never has. I mean, it's the same thing with the Beatles, the same thing with NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. Britney Spears.
I miss them so much.
Yeah, me too.
Speaking of NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, actually Backstreet Boys, spoiler alert, sorry. This is the end. Can we talk about it really quickly?
Yes.
The end of this is the end. When they go to heaven and the Backstreet Boys come back.
Fucking yes. Did you just see this at the end?
I saw it over Christmas break.
Was that the first time seeing it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That and it made my life great.
It's wonderful.
It is fantastic.
So
it is
good.
Seth Rogen.
Jay.
Jonah Hill. Jay.
I don't know his last name.
I fucking love Jay. I know. The guy who played Hiccup and How to Train Your Dragon. Yep.
I would marry
James Franco. James Franco. Fucking,
I would marry Jay in like a heartbeat. Like, I am so in love with him.
You're such an adorable fangirl.
I know.
I'm a fangirl too. It's okay.
I don't. Yeah. But anyways. But yeah, I thought that movie was great because like, I honestly it was dumb, but I thought it like,
it was super dumb.
It was, but it made that's like comment. Comedy. It yeah. like commented on a lot of stuff too, which is great. It's funny, like I watched it with a bunch of my friends who are Catholic, and like me being Catholic, like the whole idea of like heaven and stuff, you know, it's like a big deal in religion. But like, I just love when people like make fun of it. Like it was just, oh, it was so wonderful.
It was fun. Oh, I would say like the best comedians are also the greatest philosophers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why I love Chris Hardwick so much, is because, like, he went to college and he got he majored in philosophy.
Yeah.
He has his degree in philosophy. And he looked at that, and he's so smart. He wrote a self-help book, which I've read. Mm-hmm. And he still went, I, like, understand all these things and stuff. But, like, his biggest defense mechanism to understanding a world from a philosophical point of view, which, by the way, in philosophy, if you understand the world just looks like shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
And so his only way to deal with that is like through comedy, you know, for him to just be like, haha, this is me coping with how shitty the world is. And that's why he's such a good comedian.
Yeah.
Because he has that philosophical outlook that allows him to look at the shitty parts of life. But he also has this defense mechanism that says, fuck that, and he does comedy instead.
Comedy.
The same way Bo Burnham does.
Mm-hmm. And I love that.
I
think it might just be me and like the people I surround myself with, but like honestly, I will like comedy when it's actually like when it's more intellectual than just like something stupid, you know?
Yeah, no, like, that's for sure. Like on YouTube, I've definitely moved away from like, I don't watch Shane Dawson anymore because he's mean and he uses parody, you know, as we were studying in theater. He uses parody, and I would rather watch Tom Skaw or Jack Howard or Dean Hobbs or all of those guys or Ben Cook, where they do something a little more highbrow and it's funnier because it's not mean to anyone, you know?
I guess they do have like Shane Dawson, like, he does have a following. He does, like, there are people who, like, will watch that. But I personally don't.
No.
I don't. I'd rather something.
Like, if you gave me, like, Shane Dawson just came out with an hour-long comedy, you know, show. Or Bo Burnham just came out with another one. I'd watch the Bo Burnham one probably 10,000 times before I'd even consider clicking.
On the Shane Dawson. I just don't like Shane Dawson.
I
don't know.
It's hard.
It's about him.
But, yeah. Who are your favorite YouTube comedians?
Bo Burnham, for sure, because you introduced me. Well, I knew of him just by because I used to go on Vine a lot, and oh my gosh, I love Vine. I
fucking love Vine.
I know. I used to go on Vine a lot, and I, like, found him on Vine, and then you were like, oh, yeah, he does, like, YouTube stuff. I was like, what? Like, I never knew him while I was watching YouTube. Yeah, recently I've just been, I love Bo Burnham. I think what, it's hard, because I don't think I ever did watch, even when I was watching a lot of YouTube, I don't think I ever watched a lot of, like, comedy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think I watched a lot more, like, vlogs, just talking about people's lives, and also, it was so weird, like, I had, like, I can tell you, like, exactly my whole, like, arch, or, like,
Tell me your YouTube story. YouTube, I want to hear your YouTube story.
It's long, but what I want to get to my point first. Yeah. But towards the end of my YouTube watching,
mm-hmm.
I started watching a lot of beauty gurus, which is weird.
That's interesting.
I'm like, I would never think of myself as watching beauty gurus, but so I don't think but I think Bo Burnham is definitely
your favorite.
What about yours?
If you'd asked me in 2009, I would have said Michael Buckley.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd asked me in 2010, I said Bo Burnham. And I'd probably still say Bo Burnham now. But he has done such an excellent job of moving away from YouTube that I would just place him among my favorite comedians.
Yeah.
But comedians that are still on YouTube that, like, I just fucking adore. Tom Scott, mm-hmm. who is the creator of the ASDF movies or the ASDF movies, because no one has any idea how exactly you're supposed to pronounce that.
Mm-hmm.
OMFG's Jack and Dean. I have the biggest, I'm going to say this, I don't care if no one listens to this, I don't care if everyone listens to this, but I have the biggest crush on planet Earth on Jack Howard from OMFG's Jack and Dean, and I'll show you some of their stuff, but
I've seen Jack and Dean, they're British, right?
Yeah, they're like, people call them the British Smosh, Jack was just in, we just watched
and I think
Tom Scott's Valentine's Lies before, and that was Jack, and he played the lamp.
So you have a crush on Dean?
I have a crush on Jack.
Oh, on Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's so cute. And I think they're, like, right now, as far as YouTube comedy goes, I think they're the top. I also think Britain has really taken a hold mm-hmm. of what it means to be a YouTuber. I feel like you've got guys like Tobuscus and Philip DeFranco and Wheezy Waiter, and you have all these really great American YouTubers, but I think if you really want to look at, like, how comedy should be developed on YouTube, mm-hmm. you have to look at the British side of YouTube, because I think they really have a hold on
it. Why do you think that is, that British is, like, Britons have really, like,
they're just good at comedy?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Maybe it's because they deal with the fact. Maybe it's this coping thing. Like, the world is shit, but they made it shit because of all the colonization throughout history. So the only way they feel like they can repay the world is through comedy.
Oh, that's funny. Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that America is such a huge place to have that, like, Hollywood is here and it's just, like, a huge place for entertainment that they feel like they can't. Britain does have a lot of, like, or England has a lot of.
But they have, like, the BBC.
They have the BBC.
And they have four versions of
it. Yeah, seriously. Like, it's not as big as it is in America. So do you think that they're using YouTube as an outlet for?
Probably. I would imagine, because, like, Ben Cook started in television. He, mm-hmm. Benjamin Cook, Nine Brass Monkeys on YouTube, does the Becoming YouTube series, which if you haven't seen, and is fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's 11 parts currently. It's going to be 12 in total. Incredible. He started, I mean, I saw a picture of him online the other day of him working with the Jonas Brothers on the Camp Rock movie. He started in television, and he started in British television, and he has worked a lot there, and he left.
Interesting.
Yeah, and he is a smart, smart guy. He's got brown hair, but he dyed it red because he knew YouTube would like that. You know, he knew the fangirls would go, oh my god, he's got red hair, we should watch him, he's so cute. And he's so smart, like, that he can think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he, part of the reason he left, and I don't know if I ever got the chance to ask him, I certainly would be because, like, YouTube's just, right now, a more progressive media, especially for comedians.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably,
which is why it's so good that, like, that we're studying media.
Hell yeah.
But, yeah, because it is media and and social networking, it's getting a lot more progressive, yeah, and popular.
Well, like I said, like I want to bring comedy to our school, mm-hmm, because our school,
oh my gosh,
is very serious and yes, works on a lot of incredible, brilliant, amazing avant-garde film, mm-hmm, and it does fantastic works. It tells amazing stories. It produces some of the best documentarians I think this country has. Mm-hmm. But it's not funny.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you don't smile when you sit down at a theater here.
Oh, yeah.
Which is horrible.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's hard. I would like to work on comedy here.
I think you should.
I think Britain's just got it better.
Yeah.
And they had, Ricky Gervais made The Office and The Inbetweeners, and those became American adaptions. So, it's not like Americans can't do comedy. Mm-hmm. But I think the British, I don't know how to do it. They just have something.
Maybe it's because they've been serious, all this time, that now they're just I don't want to be serious
anymore. Fuck everything.
I want to be funny.
Yeah. I feel their pain so badly.
Yes.
I feel their pain.
It is hard being at a school that is, all the film here is just, I feel so much pressure though that
to
do avant-garde.
Art. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so, I think you should definitely try that. I want to go more in the documentary side.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be where my path is, but I want you to do comedy.
So is that, and now, it. Do you think, so you said you watch vlogs a lot.
Yes, I used to.
Is that part of your, is that your little, calling card, your first red flag to say, I want to do documentaries, is probably watching vlogs?
I think so.
Yeah, definitely. Who are your favorite vloggers who may or may not have helped you sort of realize that?
I don't know if I told you this before, but one of the reasons why I started vlogging and why I started watching a lot more vlogs is because I started watching, obviously, who doesn't start watching with Charlie McDonald, Alex Day, what's his name? And, oh my gosh, this is the guy I want to talk about. What's his name? He's Scottish.
What's his channel?
Yeah.
Scottish? I know an Irish guy.
No. I'm so bad at names.
That's okay. We can look it up. But you started with Charlie and Alex.
Yeah.
Now, Charlie's interesting.
He's done, isn't he?
He's not done. No way. He just released Offline, his short film.
Oh, okay, good. Hold on. Brad.
What does he do?
He does, vlogs. I follow him on Instagram.
Oh,
Katie,
okay.
You talk for a second.
All right. I guess I'll just talk about Charlie
since I brought it up.
So Charlie started as a vlogger, sort of. Mm-hmm. He got really popular with his video about tea.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also a comedian. But he was a musician for a while because he did Chameleon Circuit. And he worked with Sons of Admirals and... he did all of those sorts of things, which he still does. And then he got into really wanting to make film.
Yeah.
And so Charlie, I think, is fantastic because, one, he started Nerdfighteria, which is Brothers thing. He was one of the first people to be like, I am a nerdfighter. Yeah, because he was good friends with Hank Green.
Yeah.
So he's a really interesting, phenomenon on YouTube because he sort of decided over the course of his YouTube career and is still deciding, if he wants to do something, he just does it. He doesn't care if you classify him as a vlogger or a comedian or a musician or a filmmaker. He's going to do all of it. Mm-hmm. And I think he is really one of the reasons I definitely wanted to start making YouTube videos, because I was like, what? You can't just be funny one day and then be sad. You have to be funny all the time. Because I was watching people like Fred, who was funny all the time.
Yeah.
But Charlie was just sort of like,
a real person.
I can do whatever I want. And
yeah.
I think he's really sort of pioneered that. Have you found your Scottish YouTuber yet?
You know him. He's in Chameleon Circuit.
Tom isn't Scottish. Ed Plant isn't Scottish. He's not in Chameleon Circuit either.
Ed Plant,
he's in Sons of Admirals.
Oh, yes, he is.
Well, when Sons of Admirals was a thing. I'm so sad Sons of Admirals wasn't a thing because my friend Adri in my junior year of high school bought me their t-shirt and I still have it. Aww. And they only ever released one song.
They've released more than one song. Liam Dryden.
Oh!
Yeah.
Liam Dryden, yeah, of course. Yes. Duh.
So, Liam Dryden.
He's your big...
He is how I started. Him,
so, tell me a little bit about Liam.
I watched him for a long... I don't know what he's doing now. I watched him for a long time. The reason why I started doing vlogs is because Liam Dryden... I watched a couple of his videos because of Charlie, obviously, and then I, like, went back to his, like, one of his first videos, and I was like, wow, this is crap, honestly, like, which is great, because everyone does, like, everyone starts off having, like, crap stuff on there, so I was like, oh, I can do that, because my stuff will be crap, so I'll do that, so sure. That's how I started doing vlogs, is because I saw his stuff and realized, like, oh, how he got to the point that he was, and he nerds out a lot, and that's just what he does. He just nerds out about stuff.
Just nerds.
Nerds is a verb.
Nerds.
Oh my gosh, my favorite thing is to just take words and, like, verb them.
I don't know how to art. You don't know how to make art? No, I don't know how to art.
I don't know how to art. You see how I used verb as a verb?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
So anyways, I started watching him. I started making my own vlogs. Liam Dryden started it all off for me, I think. Vlogbrothers, I definitely watched a lot of. I kind of got out of that because it was hard to watch them at times, actually. And I just don't think that was my style.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a lot of Apprentice A.
Apprentice A.
Which was kind of cool because, like, I got to see, like, they were vlogs, but it was, like, a vlog about a production company and, like, them making, like, films and videos and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And that's kind of why I was like, oh, I want to do that.
You can do this professionally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, Shay Carl, all of his family stuff for a little bit.
I love Shay Carl.
Yeah, they were great they're great. But I watched them for a little bit. I definitely, when I was doing videos, I watched a lot of, like, small people.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and became friends. I actually made a lot of friends on YouTube.
Yeah, I did too,
for a while.
And I lost all of them.
Exactly. That's what happens when you don't keep in contact. But.
Mm-hmm. Do you know Jen X Penn?
Jen X Penn.
Have you heard of her?
Hold on, let me look it up.
Okay, I'll tell you a little story while you're looking her up.
Yeah.
Jen X Penn used to hang out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know her?
I've seen her.
She's, like, huge now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 4 years ago, I was watching her, and I was watching Christian Novelli, Touch the Sky Films. Look him up, too. You'll know who he is. Who commented on one of my YouTube videos, by the way.
Wait, what's his name?
Christian Novelli? I think that's how you pronounce his last name. TTS Films, Touch the Sky Films. I don't know if you're on... What are you looking at?
I'm on YouTube, Christian
Novelli, N-O.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so him and, like, Jen X Penn and this guy Dorian Deck and, like, Lamar Wilson, like, no one knew who they were, and I was watching them, and, like, I used to go, you remember when, like, there was Blog TV, which is, like, live streaming stuff?
Yeah.
I used to go to those all the time and, like, talk to them and, like, respond with them in the comments section and, like, I don't know, and then... Now they're huge.
How?
Now it's like Christian Novelli. You can't talk to him. He hangs out with PJ and he does big things. And you can't talk to Jen. She works with Grace occasionally. Mm-hmm. And
I've seen
hangs out with Tyler Oakley. And it's incredible to me.
I've seen Jen on Strawberry 17.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love Megan. She's another person. She's watched fantastic. A lot of vlogs. She's great. But yeah.
It's incredible. Like they're tiny. They're tiny, tiny little like. I mean, Adorian, I still think about Adorian Deck all the time. I still watch his videos. Like, 2,000 views, maybe? 1,000 subscribers.
Who is
I was one of them. Adorian Deck. And 14,000 or something now is what he has. Like, and I'm just like, what? Because I stopped watching for a year.
Oh, I know this kid.
Yeah, Adorian Deck. He went to the first VidCon, and he's incredible.
Man.
Yeah, and I remember him when he was like, in high school still, and now he's, like, out of college, still in college, about to graduate, something like that. And I remember watching him as he was, like, a sophomore. in high school. And I'm just like, I love how much you've grown. It's incredible to me.
I think what it is how you, like, how you, and I think this is for, like, life in general, not just YouTube, but how you, like, go about, like, they started years ago. You started years ago, too, yeah, but, like, you could be in their place right now.
Yeah, except that
I think what it is.
As hard.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they tried hard. They, like, and I think what it is, the reason why they're so popular is because they have, like, made friends with these big YouTubers. Mm-hmm. And
they became friends with Lamar, who is friends with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, Troye Sivan, the incredible story of this kid who was just singing on YouTube, as so many do, got kind of popular, got a spot on X-Men Origins Wolverine playing the younger Wolverine.
My gosh.
Yeah, did Oliver. Australia fell in love with the kid. Did nothing for a while. He was really into Twitter for a while, like when Twitter still did videos, Twit vids or whatever they were. Got kind of popular on there, didn't really do anything on YouTube. Did Spud the Movie, became friends with Tyler Oakley, started doing vlogs, had a viral video of him coming out, is now, like, at a million subscribers, course of, like, two or three years.
That's crazy.
And I'm just like, oh my god, I remember watching you when you were singing covers of Celine Dion songs, and... Aww. In 2008 or whatever it was. And I was like, because I had a weird period in high school where I just stopped watching YouTube because I started to feel so, like, my parents wouldn't let me make videos.
Yeah.
And so I felt horrible and I just, like, left the community. Mm-hmm. And I came back and everybody who I'd watched was now.
It was huge.
Huge. And I was so excited for them, but I was also like, what did I miss?
I did so much. It's hard. I think it's hard watching a lot of YouTube videos and not making it. Because you get so, like, when I watched them, like, I got so inspired by a lot of the people. I was like, oh, I want to do this.
Mm-hmm. Sticking
so
with
I can
it, though,
see
you.
Oh, yeah. But it's also, like, that's anything. Because it's funny, because I was just talking to my mom about this morning, that, like, right now, I'm in, like, two film production classes. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm possibly going to be working early at a job that not a lot of people do when they're, like, when they're a sophomore next year. Like, I'm...
At the cage,
yeah. And then we're working in the film office, not, like, freshmen don't do that. Like,
right.
Freshmen don't work IFS or FPC, like...
Freshmen don't work on a movie.
Yeah, freshmen don't work on a movie. Like, we've been, like, so involved in trying to do as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little easier because it's, like, in
yeah,
real life and not, like,
online. Yeah.
My mom was like, I'm really proud of, like, the way, like, where you've been going and, like, making that happen. And that's what a lot of YouTubers have been doing.
It's just making it happen.
Make it happen. Especially, I think it's kind of, this is how I feel. I feel like a lot of big YouTubers have been, like, they've kind of realized the gap.
Yeah.
And then I've been like, I'm going to help a small YouTuber. And then they, like, they become friends. They meet someone.
Tyler Oakley meets Troye Sivan.
Yeah. So I think that's what happens as well.
Yeah,
which is
for
cool.
Sure. It's very cool to watch all these YouTubers grow up. And it's been really fun sort of, like, growing up with them. Because that's a weird thought, too, that we can talk about at a different time. But, like, we're the generation.
Mm-hmm.
Who grew up in 45 different households, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I grew up in I went to school, and I had friends, and I had my parents, and I had my community. And then I went home, and I was part of Shay Carl's family for half an hour, 15 minutes, whatever, every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in Charles Trippi's family every single day, and I was looking at Michael Buckley and what he was doing every single day. And it's...
Yeah.
And I think about that a lot. Like, when I talk about, like, the Shaytards family, I include myself when I think about that, you know? It's just like so many people do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I think about the YouTube community, I think about the YouTube family. Like, I grew up in hundreds of households.
That's crazy.
And these guys put themselves in my house, you know?
It's...
And so there's just, like, this weird, like, community growing
it's
together.
It's weird to think, like... I feel like you and I and people, like, around our age definitely have a different, like, different experience on YouTube than, like, the younger generation. Like,
definitely.
The generations, they just go so fast. Like,
so
it's not like generations and, like, living when, like, my grandma. Like, right. My grandma's completely, like, her generation's completely different than mine. But, like, but it's over like a long time.
We already feel like we're on Gen 2 of YouTube, yeah, and it's been around seriously. For 7 years. Like, that's
it's not even the average
lifespan of a child.
I know.
Let alone a second generation of content creators.
Yeah, it's so crazy how fast it goes.
It's insane, yeah.
Because I honestly, like, I don't feel as old as a lot of the other YouTubers, but I definitely feel older than a lot of, like, the newer ones. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I feel like an old lady here.
Like, when I watch the boys of O2L.
I don't know what that is.
Like, Connor Franta and, like, I'll show you who they are for the podcast. But, like, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. You have no idea who they are. All younger than us. Younger than us.
Okay.
All incredible content creators, funny guys. No idea who they are. Like, there's a wall between, like, that generation of YouTube and us.
It's also because there's those younger, like, 13-year-old girls who are the ones that are probably watching them.
Well, we were the younger 13-year-old girls watching Dorian Deck and Troye Sivan and Tyler Oakley.
Yeah, it's insane. It's but weird. It's definitely something we'll talk about probably on a later podcast.
Yeah.
We're at 41 minutes, and we were going to go for 45. So I think this has been really fun.
I think it's been awesome.
I think we have a big moral, which is, like, make it happen. Mm-hmm. Sort of the theme of
well,
this.
What did, let's recap what we talked about. We talked about LGBT community.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about
the Olympics.
The Olympics.
We talked about.
What else did we talk about?
How we got involved with YouTube and part of.
Yeah, I think we should talk more about our stories.
Definitely.
And then hopefully
next episode.
Yeah, the next episode.
Well. And I'm sure we will probably share our YouTube stories as we continue to go through them here on the podcast. But and we talked about, you know, doing things you love because clearly it pays off.
Yeah.
Like, this community makes it pay off. Where we are now in our university careers is paying off. And
yes, so you just definitely
stick to it, make it happen. Start early and stick around. You know, don't
stick
start early and then go away and then come back and be like, what happened? Like, you gotta make it happen.
Can I challenge people who are listening, if there's people listening?
Absolutely. Challenge the audience. I almost called you viewers.
The viewers watching us, not listening to us. I've never done a podcast. How does, like, the viewer
talk to us? Here's a great way to do it. If you love what we're talking about or hate what we're talking about or want to be on the podcast, because it would be so cool to bring listeners on, go on ahead and tweet at us. I'm twitter.com/KatieZiegler, so at KatieZiegler. I will put it in the description of this podcast. And go on ahead and talk to us about the podcast and what you think about it. We'll put up a promo video on YouTube. On our YouTube channel, which is...
Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/KatieKatesy.
So that's KatieKatesy.
I believe. I'm not entirely sure.
We'll check. If that's wrong, it will be in the description.
We'll put links in the description.
And then you can follow
Kate
on Twitter.
Me on Twitter. I don't tweet that much.
That's okay.
But it's at Katie Lawler. KaitiLawlor. I'll put it in the description. That's my Twitter. Yeah, tweet at us if you hear this.
Yes.
You're
and you
out
can,
there.
What do you want to challenge them to do specifically?
I want to challenge you to watch a video. It's on Vimeo. It's not on YouTube. I know. I'm sorry. It's but it's from. I'll put the link in the description. But it's basically just advice by Ira Glass, and it just inspires you to have a creative career, and just, I think it's an amazing video, and it's amazing advice.
So watch that.
So watch it, tweet at us.
And let us know what you thought.
Yeah.
And if we like what you thought, we'll try and get you on the podcast with us. You can Skype in or something.
Yeah.
This has been super fun.
It really has. I actually really like
it. I really enjoy doing it. So yeah, we'll put everything you need to know will be in the description box. I'm going to put this up on Tumblr.
Okay.
We will try and do a quick promo video for YouTube here if we have time.
We could just do it on the little...
We'll just do it on my iMac here.
iMac.
Yeah.
Aww.
Thank you guys for listening to Tube Talk, if that's what we call it.
We'll see. Tube Talk.
I've been Katie Ziegler.
I am Kate Lawler. I will continue to be Kate Lawler.
I will stop being Katie Ziegler.
Oh, Katie.
As soon as this ends, I disappear.
She disappears. It's weird. What is wrong with us? Bye!
And we'll see you. Bye!